The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And you can now watch us on live stream again. I just did a Google search for ESPN 975. And live stream, and it popped right up. So that'd be the best way to do it, since it's not on the website right now, apparently. Or maybe it is. I just couldn't find it, because I'm old and dumb.
Yeah.
So.
No offense, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
713-780-3776. I'm wondering if I don't eat for like 2 days, if I can keep this 7 pounds of sick weight off. Because I actually look okay.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, okay. Damn. I mean,
you could try, but...
I've lost 18 the good way. It's just the additional 7 from hurling all morning. So,
I think maybe we're not the fattest show in Houston anymore.
Well, we're working on it. We're getting there. It's been a good run as the fattest show.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question. Yeah. I mean, you've kind of been dominant, but...
I'm a roller coaster, as you know.
All right. Well, I kind of am too. It's just I've been more on the high side lately, and at my age, it's so much harder to get it off.
Yeah.
But I'm making progress. You know, today aside, but 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. 281 asking what college football team is surprising you the most this year.
LSU,
yeah.
Well,
I might go with Oregon. I thought they'd be good, but I didn't think they'd be that good. I wasn't really sure about Mario Cristobal.
Yeah.
So I'll put Oregon on there, and Notre Dame for that matter.
Well, I was gonna say if we're talking good or bad, surprise. I think Louisville's probably got to be on that list. Bad surprise.
Way worse than I thought they'd be.
I mean, Kentucky's way better than
Tech. I think Tech has been better than I thought.
Washington State.
They're always kind of sneaky good, though. Yeah. He goes out there, and it's so hard to play in Pullman, too.
How about NC State?
Yeah, although I knew their quarterback was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't think, it's another one that I would put on the surprise list.
Now, mind
list.
You, they've had some fortunate scheduling. They missed the West Virginia game, got canceled, and NC State might They might get exposed this weekend against Clemson, but I'd say they. I mean, I think they're undefeated still. So that's got to fall under surprise.
Yeah. So
Texas.
Yeah, I still want to see how they finish because I thought they'd be an 8 or 9 win team, and if they wind up being an 8 or 9 win team, that's great. If they wind up going losing 2 games,
yeah,
then that's better than I thought they were going to be.
All right, here's another one: Texas A&M.
Yeah, I could, because I think they could win 8 games or 9 games too, and you're like, okay,
yeah,
that's I wasn't expecting that in his first year.
Now Texas A&M and LSU could, now part of that could be because Auburn and Mississippi State. And I mean, nobody thought Arkansas would be good.
But yeah, but really, the bottom four there. Mississippi's
they've all
not
been
great either.
Way worse than anybody would have expected. So LSU and A&M, LSU and A&M have been there to take advantage of that.
And A&M's only played Arkansas, right? They haven't played Mississippi State. Mississippi.
They play Mississippi State next. Yeah. They've played.
Did they play? No, they don't play Mississippi till November 10th.
Bama, Arkansas, Kentucky, South Carolina. Yeah. So they haven't even gotten into the. Let me see.
Either of the Mississippi schools.
Their next three games: at Miss State, at Auburn, home to Mississippi, and then UAB. UAB is not a bad team for what you know for where they come from, but and then home to LSU. I mean, they're set up really nice, and you know they lost a really good game with Clemson.
Yeah, a game they could have easily won.
Yep. So yeah, I'd say they're on the list of teams that have really exceeded my expectations. They played like crap against Arkansas. Kind of played like crap against Kentucky, but you know you're going to have letdowns.
We were talking about the Rockets a little bit earlier, opening their season tonight. Just if you get a chance, go to sportsmap.com. Paul Muth's season preview is up, and Salman Ali did one about a week and a half ago. I put it back on the site so you can see all his preview and predictions for the season.
Excellent.
So for Rockets fans, you're covered there. There's also a Cowboys report, the soccer report, Charlie Polillo video. Cody Stutz's Pro Football Focus on the Texans. Lance's column is up. He kind of hits a little bit of everything. And we'll have our gamer up on the Astros as soon as it's over tonight.
All right.
So my buddy Chris Campisi doing a really good job of that. And I've been posting them within 2 minutes after the end of the game.
Nice.
So if you want to know what happened, if you're working and you didn't get a chance to see it, you can go online. And he has a really good breakdown of all the games. Cody's Pro Football Focus thing. He's got, would you like to hear some grades from the Bills game?
Sure.
Defensively, 2 really good grades.
Kareem Jackson?
No, Jonathan Joseph.
Okay.
92.3.
Nice.
He allowed just 4 catches on 10 attempts for 51 yards, and of course he had the game-winning touchdown. Also on defense, Zach Cunningham, 90.7. Best game of the season, 12 tackles, allowed just 2 yards when he was targeted by the opposing offense. Now the not so good. Care to guess Deshaun Watson's offensive grade?
Ooh.
Worst game of the season since, well, it's worst game since New England.
I don't know what his scale is, but.
Well, it should be higher than 32.4.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you'd hope.
But that is significantly higher than Julian Davenport. Would you like to hear his pass blocking grade?
Sure.
21.8. He allowed 9 total pressures, resulting in 3 sacks. Oh, man. You don't think Jacksonville's sitting there punching the clown over that?
Oh, I saw something. Somebody sent us this. Gilroy did. Did you see the total quarterback hits allowed through week 6? The least. Who do you think's the least hit quarterback in the NFL?
I might guess Jared Goff.
He's close. He's 4th on the list.
Okay.
Actually 5th. Drew Brees number 1.
Okay, that makes sense. Their offensive line has played really well.
So Drew Brees, the Saints are number 1, 17 hits on the quarterback through the season so far. Cam Newton and Matt Stafford 18, not far behind. Mitch Trubisky with 19, which every time I see that, I'm like, God, poor Jay Cutler is probably going to be just like so angry that they've got an offensive line now.
He still would have thrown 3 interceptions.
Jared Goff, 20.
Okay.
Sam Darnold, 21. You know, this one's weird. Tennessee, they're about in the middle, 28. Mariota got sacked 11 times last week.
They must have been pretty good before that.
There's Two teams tied for 30th with 49. That's Atlanta and Cleveland.
Okay, Atlanta doesn't surprise me because their line has not been good. They've had some injuries on it, to be fair.
The Giants, they've got 40.
Yeah,
that makes the sense. Colts have 40. I mean, these are pretty bad offense. Seattle's got 36. Now they've got a mobile quarterback, but
yeah, that's still their offensive line's pretty bad.
But the Texans have a mobile quarterback.
Yeah. Well, not right now, he's not.
What's your guess? The Texans are 32nd. Their quarterback's been hit more than anybody in the league. Like I said, Atlanta and Cleveland, 49. What's your guess on the number for Houston?
I'm going to go 56.
How about 70?
Oh, my God. Wow.
21 more times than the next most hit quarterback.
No wonder he's going to die.
That's crazy.
Santos asks, thinking about switching from beer to liquor in hopes of losing some pounds but still staying sane. Yeah, it's hard to stay sane. What would you recommend? I'm thinking about trying Tito's, but what to mix it with. I was always told.
I said, just told him ice.
Yeah, but if you mix vodka and water or gin and water, those are the least amount of calories.
Okay.
So, and any clear alcohol, it's not going to be that bad. I mean, it's still not good.
I used to think rum and diet was good for me because it had low calories, but it's loaded with sugar. So that's not good either.
Well, diet is, it's not sugar. It's that aspartame stuff that I'm allergic to. I can't drink diet beverages.
Oh.
So I really, but I don't drink a lot. I don't know that I've ever drank a lot of sodas, at least not for 20 years, even diet ones. I don't know. You've probably never even seen me with a soda. I'll have a Sprite. Occasionally I'll have a Sprite.
Yeah. But I don't drink soda now unless I'm in Vegas and I'm mixing it with rum. That's about it.
I've kind of picked up your vodka Red Bull in Vegas.
That's usually my go-to, but sometimes I feel like I've got to sleep, so I can't just go vodka Red Bull forever.
Well, see, the problem is, like, I'll do that.
I've almost died on vodka Red Bull, I'm pretty sure, a couple times, maybe.
I've seen you turning red.
Yeah.
But the problem is now is while we're there, because they have legal weed, I'll go and get some edibles and stuff, and it totally balances out the Red Bull.
Well, that's good.
So there's that.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge. They are your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. That's right. They're open up on Sundays during Ram Power Days going on now at Gulfgate. You can lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for only $339 a month. During Jeep Adventures Days, also going on now, you can lease the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL for just $319 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and they've got a new state-of-the-art service center that you got to see. It's now open twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always open online at gulfgatedodge.com. It's 2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 due at signing. 2018 Jeep Wrangler GL, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, zero due at signing. Tax, title, and registration additional. See dealer for details.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Rocket starters tonight. No surprise. Harden, Paul, Ennis, Tucker, Capella. Carmelo off the bench.
That's what we were told was going to happen, right?
Yes. So, John, how do you feel about that lineup as Mr. Basketball in there?
I
think
we're
heels Mr.
lineup.
Basketball, but you're up there.
Much better defensive lineup. I want to see how Ennis plays. I'm not going to watch the game just because I'm going to be focusing more on the Astros game, but I think the Ennis start, I don't know how long P.J. Tucker starting over the long course of the season is going to hold up, especially if he's going to be asked to play extended minutes because they're going to be worse defensively this season. But I guess for the first game, it's good. I like the defensively has a lot of potential. Every one of those guys, except for James Harden, plays really well on defense.
What do you see the second?
How many games have you seen Ennis play?
A couple. I haven't seen a lot, But metrics-wise, he kind of measures what they're looking for.
Everyone,
yeah.
Everyone says he's good on defense. All right.
That's
I'll wait and see.
I mean, from the metrics, he's a good plus defender that shoots the corner three, and that's what they're looking for.
All right.
What do you think the second unit's going to look like?
Carmelo and a bunch of question marks.
Okay. Thank you. I was looking for some insight there.
I mean,
like Carter Williams.
Defensively, I think Michael Carter Williams will do okay. He's
Gordon comes off the bench. Carmelo comes off the bench.
Yeah, but Michael Carter Williams isn't your typical. He's not He's not a Rocket. He's not a Morey guy because he can't shoot the ball.
Yeah,
but he's Rockets worthy.
That he is
somehow. With all the hits that Watson takes, do you think his career will be cut short? I have a bad feeling that I'm seeing a David Carr RG3 love child. I certainly think that's a concern, and that's kind of what I wrote after Sunday's game. Are they ruining this guy? Because I think he's mentally tougher than RG3, so I'm not as worried about it becoming that. But yeah, this could easily turn. David Carr was a pretty good quarterback. People forget he had a couple of really nice seasons. And it eroded, and plus they were trotting out three different offensive coordinators. He never had and there's a lot of guys like that. I think Joey Harrington kind of got into the same boat. He got beat up, and the guys lose their edge mentally, and they're worried about getting hit all the time, and they are not good quarterbacks. So, you know, I'm worried about that, absolutely. Chad wants to know, what are the odds the Rockets cave in and include Tucker in a trade for Butler? And what are the odds Butler completes this season with Minnesota? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big Jimmy Butler guy. I'm all for getting better players. I wonder if you give up the two guys we're talking about if you're better.
Right.
Just by adding him. Because I do think Tucker brings something to this team that he fits. It's like if you take Capella off this team, I don't think Capella's as good somewhere else. But boy, he means a lot to the Rockets. And I kind of feel that way about PJ Tucker. What are the odds AJ kills it again this year in college basketball? I'm going percent 1,000.
Yeah, about that. I hope so.
Well, I think you'll kill it. You're not going to go 1,000%.
No, that'd be tough.
I'm going to say, what'd you do, 64 last year? Something
yeah.
Like that? Yeah. I'm going to say you're over 60 again.
Well, I'd be a happy man, Fred. I'd be a happy man. If I can not bet the NBA, then that'll be a very profitable year.
Yeah, I'm officially off the hockey overs now because teams have started
to
adjust.
They're not working now.
Yeah, well, those teams have started to adjust, and they're playing better defense, and you're seeing some pretty good goalie appearances, although none on my fantasy team. But, because that New Jersey game last night, Dallas did not do its part. They scored as many goals as I did, so that didn't work. But yeah, teams are starting to catch up now, so I won't be playing those as much. If I have any pop-up, I will definitely share them, though. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, I have a giveaway for the people.
Give it away, then.
525 is when you're going to call. Caller 10, we are going to give you two Houston Sports Pub Crawl passes. Courtesy of Thrive Plus, you can join us Saturday. We're starting at Dean's downtown. Then you're off to go to any of the 9 hosting venues like Shea McElroy's, the Cottonmouth, and more. Passes come with the exclusive Be Someone Pub Crawl t-shirt, wristband, cup, koozie, Thrive Plus sample, and $3 beers, drinks, and shots at all our participating bars. Win yours now and have all your friends get theirs now before the price goes up at htxpubcrawls.com. That'll be in 2 minutes. That way our streamers have a chance and our people on live stream have a chance if you're watching us on live stream, which yeah, we look pretty good today, I'll just say, for what it's worth. And, you know, comparatively speaking, we're not talking about, you know, it's not like us looking pretty good means handsome, but
right.
832 says Watson takes forever to get rid of the ball. Not surprised he gets hit the most. He does. He's holding the ball too much. That is my one criticism of him. And I think
that's one of my criticisms of him.
But I mean, I think that is his biggest. Well, that in every single game, he makes one WTF throw.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, dude, what the hell are you thinking there? Only I don't use hell when I see him do it live. Like that interception in the end zone was just
crazy.
That was just dumb. That was just a dumb play. And he's got to get those out of his repertoire. So, and if he does, great. But I'm also wondering about, you know, depending on how injured he is, there's all kinds of rumors about the seriousness of his injury. But if you can't run, he's basically a glorified Tom Savage back there.
I mean, it's like when, and not that he can't throw, but it's sort of like we talked about this with Khalil Tate. If you take away that one weapon and you can just load up on the other side, like,
yeah,
what's, maybe the guy shouldn't be out there. But
I mean, but you look at the alternative, and that's right. Another issue is really Brandon Weeden was your big offseason backup quarterback acquisition.
Exactly.
You couldn't go out and get somebody who, you know, if you had to play a couple games, because I think you would have felt if you'd had Derek Anderson, for instance. Let's throw, by the way, starting for the Bills.
Yeah, which a good call, by the way, for Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. But let's say you had him. I would have started him against the Bills this week. I'd have felt okay about that because it's the Bills, and yeah. I know he's going to go out and get me enough points. We'll be fine. But, you know, I wouldn't have trusted Brandon Weeden to beat him. Would you?
No. No.
So, you know, we'll see. I think it's – by the way, I have to share this with you. Nathan Peterman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the saddest stat of him yet. So he's thrown 79 career passes. Care to guess how many interceptions on those 79 attempts?
8?
9.
9, damn.
And apparently,
which one could I have possibly
since
forgot?
1975, no quarterback has thrown interceptions at a higher rate.
My goodness.
And yeah, it says, over the last 4 seasons, non-quarterbacks have attempted a combined 86 passes. Only 6 of those have been intercepted. So, wide receivers, running backs, etc., punters, fewer picks than Nathan Jeez. Peterman in 7 more attempts. So, and then somebody else said, he's led 36 drives for Buffalo. 26 of them ended with an interception, 3 and out, or turnover on downs. 19 of the 36 drives gained fewer than 9 yards.
Wow.
So, oh, and it's been up to, he now has 10 interceptions on 82 career passes. So,
and that's, I don't think that's ideal.
No, I'm going to go with that's not good. And maybe, just maybe, they finally realize, hey, why is this guy, he's Tom,
well, he's a worse Tom
Savage. He's a worse Tom Savage.
They said he's good at practice, Fred.
So am I, and I'm not
practice
any good
football.
On
here. That's what gets it done.
Mm. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We got a lot of stuff still to get to. Talk some Rockets, talk some Astros, talk some football. We got more coming.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. And if you're struggling with low testosterone, you're sluggish at work, in the gym, in the bedroom, Man Centers has you covered. And I'm not talking about like the synthetic injections. That's not what they're doing. They're focusing on your body's natural ability to produce testosterone, because those injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, shrinkage. You have to go in and get shots every week. Then you get the crash. It's just a pain. Man Centers has a better way. They've got 3 locations for you to check out. 1 in Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. 1 off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. And they still got that deal going. The free general male wellness checkup, that's $150 value for $0 and 0 cents. Call today and set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Just talking fantasy hockey. I found this story. You have to bear with me because it's a slideshow, which I hate.
Oh, boy.
But it was kind of funny because it was a list of defunct restaurants.
Okay.
Do you remember them? And there were some of them I've never heard of.
Like chain restaurants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Howard Johnson's is first on the list.
I remember Howard Johnson, the hotel chain.
Yeah, I don't remember much about them being a restaurant, but they did have the orange roof. I remember that.
Okay.
Here's one that I remember as a kid, Sambo's.
I never ate at Sambo's.
Had you heard of it?
No.
Apparently, the founders claimed it was a combination of their last name, but then they had pictures of Little Black Sambo, which was extremely racist cartoon, all over the place. At their height, they had about 1,000 locations, but due to the controversy, they shut down in the 80s. They were sold. Most of them were sold to Denny's.
Okay.
Kenny Rogers Roasters. Do you remember that one?
No.
Not me either. That one's one I'm not familiar
with. Is it a hot chicken place?
Yeah, I think it was.
I may have had that before.
Mini Pearl's Chicken.
No.
Which I also don't remember. That's before my time. Which, not a lot before my time. There actually was an All-American Burger in California. That we know from Fast Times.
Yeah.
But apparently the final location closed in 2010. So I didn't know that was a real place.
Okay.
You want to work at All-American Burger? Apparently there was a White Tower.
That sounds pretty racist.
They got sued by White Castle and had to close it.
Okay.
Because it looked just like White Castle, except it was White Tower.
Were they making little tiny burgers?
I don't know what they were doing, but they're closed now. How about Chi-Chi's? I do remember Chi-Chi's. I don't know that I ever went to
it. It's a Mexican place, right?
Yeah.
I think I may have eaten it at Chi-Chi's.
Apparently, they had a hepatitis outbreak in 2003.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what you get for going to Chi-Chi's. Lums, I've never heard of. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Okay. Steak and Ale.
I remember Steak and Ale.
That, for us, that was like White Men Can't Jump, We Go in Sizzler. Steak and Ale was like our... when we were growing up, if we were going to go someplace nice, it was Steak and Ale.
Steak and Ale, huh?
Apparently, another one who's kind of disappeared, Bennigan's, purchased the Steak and Ale name.
Yeah, Bennigan's has disappeared. I thought you were going to mention them.
Yeah, they're actually on this list. I think there's one in Houston now. At least one opened up.
There's one on Westheimer, right?
Yeah. I went to it. It wasn't very good compared to the old Bennigan's.
Bennigan's and Black Eyed Pea. You remember Black Eyed Pea?
Yeah.
I don't think they exist anymore either.
No, I used to like that place.
My dad used to love that place.
Valley Steakhouse was an East Coast thing. Not familiar with it.
No,
the one on Westheimer is closed.
Oh, really? Well, no, that didn't last. Gino's Hamburgers.
Don't remember.
Not familiar with them. They had over 300 locations by the 70s, sold out to Marriott in the 80s, and they were all turned into Roy Rogers.
Okay.
There's a bunch of these that says was bought by Hardee's. Hardee's bought a bunch of them. How about this? I do remember this one, Burger Chef.
I don't remember Burger Chef either.
At one point, they had over 1,000 locations and rivaled McDonald's. They also introduced several fast food staples to the industry, including kids' meals with toys. However, they were doomed by bad business practices, and Burger Chef was sold to Hardee's in 1981.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a little before your time. Mr. Steak, not familiar with that one. Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah, I think that was more of a Midwest thing.
Yeah, I just know from
from their mascot.
Yeah,
like the guy in the checkered overalls carrying the burger,
and he was in Austin Powers, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's I've never actually been to one, but that's one. Bennigan's is number 15 on the list.
Okay,
says they always lag behind similar concepts from contemporaries: Fridays, Applebee's, and Chili's. So I thought Bennigan's was better. Bennigan's and Fridays were clearly the best of those.
No doubt. I mean,
Applebee's and Chili's.
TGI Fridays, Bennigan's, Chili's, Applebee's, in that order.
Yeah. New ownership has kept 23 locations open in the U.S., but maybe 22 now. Here's one I remember. Bonanza Steakhouse and Ponderosa Steakhouse.
I remember Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Okay, I remember Bonanza.
Okay.
That was another go-to for us. It would be dry. There was one at, I think, at Alameda Mall. There was that and a Shakey's Pizza. So whenever we came to Houston with my dad for work or for one of the games, we'd always stop at either Bonanza or Shakey's Pizza. Shakey's Pizza had this really cool video, Evel Knievel video game, where you could jump over cars and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my misspent youth. So,
these are your memories.
Yeah. Charlie Brown Steakhouse. Familiar with that?
No.
It was New Jersey in the 80s and 90s. So, Noggles? Not familiar with that.
That's
why it shut down in 95. So,
okay.
Druthers?
Nope.
Also known as Burger Queen.
That's a lawsuit.
They operated between 63 and 81. And their mascot was a giant bee named Queenie Bee.
Okay.
So, yep, not familiar with that one. Henry's Hamburgers, not familiar with them either. There's one left in Benton Harbor, Michigan, though.
Maybe we should go. Road trip.
Here's an unfortunate name. Pup and Taco.
Oh, no. Jong, is that an Asian place?
I don't think so.
yeah. D-Lights was in the mid-80s, bought by Hardee's. A&W Drive-Ins.
Oh, I liked A&W's. Listen, their food wasn't great, but you can't beat a root beer float from that place.
The one thing about A&W and...
fries are garbage, though.
Well,
fries are horrible.
I've gone to the ones here, and they're terrible. There's one, the one we go to in Canada, better beef, everything. They've got poutine. It's actually real. It's expensive.
Yeah.
But it's really good. I make a point to go there every time I'm in Swift Current.
Are there still locations near here?
There was one down by when I was teaching at San Jack. There was one in Pasadena, and I went by it, and it was awful. And it's like, after I've gone to the one in Canada, I can't. And see, that's one of those things I hate, because the wife likes to be right about everything. It's like, oh, this is so much better in Canada than it is here. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I go to that one, and it is.
Yeah, it looks here like there's one on North Freeway.
Okay.
They're
usually with a KFC. They're in the same.
Well, this one is split with a Long John Silver, which that's also a place that I don't mess with. I don't trust fast food seafood.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel nauseous again just talking about Long John Silver.
There's one in Katy that's half KFC, and then the next closest ones are in Austin. So they're few and far between in Texas.
All right, two more on the list. Carol's Restaurant. Apparently, I learned something here. It was before McDonald's and Burger King. They were the kind of OG of burger dining. They had the Club Burger. Sold special Looney Tunes glasses and hamburgers that were once 15 cents. Okay, it was the 1960s. When Burger King's kept creeping up on Carol's turf, they eventually gave in to the stiff competition and transformed his restaurants into Burger King's, too. And finally, something called Wetson's, which apparently was big in the 70s, so that's before my time. But there's a few of those that I remember.
The 70s is before your time.
Well, no, I was... But, it wasn't in Texas, so that's why. So which one's the next one to go? What do you think is going to disappear from the face of the earth?
Dairy Queen, right?
No way. Dairy Queen is the restaurant in every small town in Texas.
Yeah, but...
I don't understand how Burger King is still open. They're the ones that fascinate me. Like, I don't know anybody who's like, yeah, I'm a big fan of Burger King. That's gross, man. I don't get it.
The only thing, especially when I was poor, like I would go to fast food restaurants, but that was last on my list. It was always
the worst.
Well, Whataburger first, but then it'd be Wendy's.
Yeah.
And then Jack in the Box, I like their breakfast jacks.
Yeah.
So I'd get that for breakfast.
Jack in the Box is good food if you're intoxicated in some way. Yeah,
and you know what I used to like that they did was the ultimate cheeseburger. All it was meat and cheese and mayonnaise, and it was just huge, and it was great.
Jack in the Box uses way too much mayonnaise, though. They need to calm down
I think they've since changed it and added stuff to the ultimate cheeseburger, so it's not really an ultimate cheeseburger.
They're putting like a gallon of mayonnaise on every burger. Yeah. It's too much.
See, I liked that back in the day when that's, of course, I mean, it was probably 4,000 calories. There's a reason I'm fat.
Right.
Christina says, yeah, A&W in the U.S. sucks, but the ones in Canada are delicious. So, yeah, she's 100% right. Also, happy birthday to her daughter, Maddie, who's been appearance toward the studio before. So.
That A&W is good AF. Don't go, not worth it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Bernardo says, I went to the A&W off the North Freeway with the Long Johns, and let's just say I had to call in sick for a few days.
Ooh.
Yeah, I won't be going. I mean,
yeah,
and if I do go, trust me, I'm gonna order a root beer float and leave.
Yeah, I've been to the one. Like I said the one in Pasadena is the only one I've been to, and it was so bad I've never gone back. But anytime I'm in Canada, I go to the ones up there. You know what they're like? They're kind of like Five Guys in Canada.
Okay,
they're like an equivalent of Five Guys. The burgers are that good.
That's good then.
Yeah, I mean it's better than fast food up there, and. it's also, like I said, it's also more expensive than okay. you would think for fast well, food, but it's worth it.
I mean, if it's Five Guys quality, then that's fair.
Yeah, I would say the burgers.
What do you think's killing off? I mean, I think that more people like to eat local stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's killing off some of these chains. But I also think, like, food trucks.
Yeah, because like, there's so many good ones.
Younger people prefer food trucks to fast food.
Well, and I
kind of do too at this point.
If
I find a good food truck,
and there's so many good options for burgers, especially around me now, that I've maybe had Whataburger a couple months ago because there was no way I was going to eat that day, and so I was in a hurry, so I grabbed a Whataburger. But I really don't do fast food anymore. But man, when you're in college, or really the first few years I was working. You had to live off that stuff, man. The cheapest, Easy Mac. You heat up that Easy Mac. Yeah. Says he has so many high school stories from big boys.
Really?
What about Sonic? You think Sonic's going to?
I think Sonic's food is so gross. But they make it on drinks, man. Their drinks are killer. And people will go there and just get drinks. If I go there, I'm just getting a drink. I'm not eating none of that food.
Somebody said Arby's will be the next to go. I've never been to an Arby's, I don't think. I've seen them.
I've been to an Arby's. I worked at an Arby's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I don't eat at Arby's anymore, but I used to work at an Arby's.
I bet you enjoyed it, though, but you can't. You can bet on a lot of things on my bookie. You can't bet on that.
Really?
That's right. No, you can't bet on whether or not AJ enjoyed
lame
it.
Lame ass sight.
I mean, well, you know what? They have other stuff. You know what you can bet on? Astros.
Okay, that's reasonable.
You know what you can do? You can bet in game on the Dodgers right now if you think they're going to win. You can bet college football. You can bet the NFL. You can bet hockey. You can bet the CFL if you're so inclined like I am. They've even got horses on there, everything. And it's all so easy to bet on my bookie, especially. The mobile site is great. Most websites do not have great mobile sites, but they do. I can sit on there and bet from anywhere on my phone. So you got to check them out because the best thing about them is, and I've been using them for about 2 years now, and this is the only website I use. So if you got your money in that one of those other ones and you're worried, get it into MyBookie because guess what? They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. You win, they actually pay you. That's the best thing about them. That in-game betting is awesome, man. Like last night, I heard Granato talking about it this morning. The Astros were plus 350 when they were down 3-2. Wouldn't have worked out, but it's not a bad play. And same thing now. If you want to go bet the Dodgers, they're down 1-0. You could get in on that. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE, and don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie. Game that we have been playing. I've seen this diamond cut through harder than yourself, but if you must pretend, you made me to.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. We're throwing a pub crawl with It's a Houston Thing this Saturday. First annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl brought to you by Thrive Plus. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
Houstonians getting their drink on at 10 special hosting venues downtown. You don't have to go to them all. Just go pick one and watch the games. That's probably what I'm going to do. Just go pick a one place and sit there and drink because you get a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone t-shirt. Those shirts look pretty cool. Pub Crawl wristband, cup, koozie, Thrive Plus samples, and drinks for just $3. How about that? Get your tickets now. The price is going up. General and VIP tickets are available at htxpubcrawls.com. And tonight we're going to have Astros. Is that right, John?
Yes, sir.
No Patrick Creighton tonight?
No Patrick Creighton.
So... He won't be able to.
Why not?
His head, because we got to have Astros on. They're going to be on both channels, right?
No, the 94.1's going to be carrying the rest of this Dodgers.
You're not going to switch over when it's over?
No. And according to Alex Cora, Chris Sale is weak and has lost some weight, which I didn't think that was possible. And he's scheduled to pitch game 6 and not game 5.
You know who else has lost weight recently? Freddie Mercury. Really bad situation. Yeah. How's Chris Sale losing weight?
I don't know.
Come on.
God, Freddie Mercury's corpse is losing weight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Sale weighs just as much as Freddie Mercury.
Probably, about now, corpse. Yeah.
A lot of people.
I'm stoked to see that movie too.
Yeah, that one I'm fired up about. Yeah. I want to see that, and I want to see the El Royale movie that I've seen the commercials for. That looks like it's got a great cast.
Is that right? Is it like almost 3 hours long?
Yeah, I'm okay with it if it's good. I don't mind long movies if they don't suck. If it's bad, then yeah, I will rip it. Sherilyn Beaumont says she's from Tulsa. We're bringing back such big and good memories for all the food places. So you mentioned there's a couple that people have mentioned. Like Mr. Gatti's Pizza.
Mr. Gatti's,
yeah. Gatti's, excuse me, yeah. That
I just
one.
Love Mr. Gatti's.
Yeah. Grandy's, somebody mentioned. Yeah, I remember that one.
I think they still have Mr. Gatti's in Austin, though.
Yeah.
Mr. Gatti's used to have a Boss game room, though.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like when my parents were divorced and we would meet in, I want to say it was Victoria. Like, my mom would drive from Louisiana to pick me up, and we would always meet there, and I always liked stopping there because they had a Boss game room, like skee ball, everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, that's what you care. I mean, the pizza, like, was probably horrible, but.
Yeah, it was like Chuck E. Cheese, only with better stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody says Checkers has to almost be out of business. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Checkers is thriving in Louisiana.
Yeah, I guess that's the last place I saw one.
There's a are Hardee's and Carl's Jr. the same thing?
Yeah, they're owned by the same company. I've always, oddly enough, I'm sure it's exactly the same.
Why would you split up your brand?
I guess Carl's Jr. was West Coast, basically, and Hardee's was Southeast.
Okay, well, there was a Carl's Jr. by my house, but it shut down like a few months back. Mm. So it's gone too now. Maybe Carl's Jr. will go soon.
Somebody just bought Sonic, apparently. I think it was Buffalo Wild Wings, according to the texters.
Okay.
Or no, it was Arby's bought out Sonic.
I think Arby's bought Buffalo Wild Wings.
Right, which
Arby's is buying up everything. I don't know where they're getting this from.
That place has gone downhill.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
I haven't been in forever.
I have not. The wings have not been as good since, and really it's been the last two times I've gone, so pretty much just drive to Big City Wings now.
Hey, I think Trey is listening to the show and stealing comments because he just said breaking on the I'm just going to summarize it. He's just basically said Freddie Mercury is dead.
Did he post that on Twitter?
Yes.
So would you say he's subtweeting me?
Maybe.
Dude, I thought Trey was my boy. What's he do? I mean, yeah, that was called a joke.
He said breaking, critically acclaimed vocalist for the band Queen, Freddie Mercury, dead of AIDS. He was 45.
He said somebody the other day was died at 45, but I think it was Paul Allen. He was definitely 65.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe that's his new shtick, is just saying, oh, so-and-so is dead. He was 45.
Apparently people saying Checkers are popping up at gas stations now.
Okay.
So, and NASCAR Johnny says they still have Gatti's Pizza in Austin.
Okay.
So, there you go. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And you know what? We have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day to do.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to France, where they tend to do things a little bit differently, right? Well, they've got a new TV show, and it's basically it's equivalent of I guess The Bachelor or whatever. It's a single show where they're trying to put couples together. It's called Making Love. Well, apparently on this show, when they meet, the first thing they do is have sex.
Okay.
And they determine if they're compatible that way. So they meet, they're going to meet in a bedroom. Cameras are going to capture almost everything. And they say the camera will pull away at the last minute. and then return afterwards. From there, they enter separate bathrooms where they will debrief the audience about the lovemaking and whether or not their date is worth a second meeting. And then we'll follow the daters over the next few weeks to see if the pair remain friends with benefits, or if they only choose to get to know each other and start a relationship. That strikes me as porn, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, strangers have sex. That sounds like pretty much every porn plot there is. But that's starting up in France. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. You know what I'm going to tell you about now, Fred? That good stuff. The Texas Star Grill Shop. And it's that time of year, man. People want to start grilling. They want to start putting some meat on the grill, and you don't want to have a junky grill to do it on. It's perfect time to get your new grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. How about the local Pits and Spits wood pellet grills, one of the hottest grills on the market? Texas-style heavy-duty construction, an amazing controller. It's setting the tone in quality and performance. They've been on the waiting list for most of the year. Finally, they got a little bit of an inventory on these guys. Made in Houston. It's the same kind of smoker I use. I love it. They still have 32 Traeger Pro 20 grill sets, grills available for sale. They're selling for only $5.99. They include a free cover, free wood pellets, and free meat. That ain't going to last long, so you better hurry up. They've got Saber, Kamado Joe. They've got all the brands, all the grills, whatever you want. And their outdoor kitchen area is out of this world. If you want to go from a basic setup to the most high-end setup, they've got you covered. And they're treating you right as a customer. They're giving you their price on fantastic, like Akayushi brisket. At cost, you're getting that. And when you walk in the store, they're going to offer you a free beer. What is going on? When did a grill shop become so awesome? Texas Star Grill Shop, they do it. Free delivery, free assembly, all going on during the fall grill sale. Stop by and see the best in grilling. Texas Star Grill Shop, 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, or 8905 Luetta in Spring. Online at texasgrillshop.com. That's Texas Star Grill Shop.